Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, where we bring you the latest in the sports updates. You're listening to Brian, and it's the 20th of November 2018. Let's get to the news. Let's start with boxing. The fifth day's proceedings in the AIBA Women's World Boxing Championships was marred by a judging controversy when 2014 gold medalist Stanimira Petrova of Bulgaria in the 57kg category accused the judges of quote-unquote corruption after losing her pre-quarterfinal to India's Sonia Chahal. She said, and I quote, "I want to say one thing. It is corruption by the judges. It is not a fair result," end quote. She was seen laughing when Sonia was announced the winner and also waved her index finger in displeasure. The 21-year-old Sonia, daughter of a Haryana farmer, was trailing after the second round but recovered well in the final round to win the close bout on a 3-2 split decision. All the five judges gave 10-9 points in favor of the Indian in the third round that sealed the win for the local hope. Sonia, on her part, said it was a fair result. She said, and I quote, "How can all five judges go wrong? It was a fair decision." The controversy, however, could not stop the Indian juggernaut from rolling with as many as 8 boxers reaching the quarterfinals in the boxing championships. Sonia Chahal, 57kg, Pinky Rani, 51kg and Simranjeet Kaur, 64kg won their respective pre-quarterfinal bouts to place themselves just a step away from assuring a medal, while Savithi Bura, 75kg, was the lone Indian boxer to lose her bout on an eventful day at the KD Jadhav Stadium. Moving on to cricket. A 5-wicket haul by debutant spinner Ajaz Patel, coupled with a never-say-die approach from New Zealand bowlers, helped them pull off a thrilling 4-run win over an indisciplined Pakistan in the first test in Abu Dhabi yesterday. New Zealand, defending a modest 176-run target, were led by fast bowler Patel, who scalped 5 for 59, fast bowler Neil Wagner, who bagged 2 for 27, and Ish Sodhi, who bagged 2 for 37. They bowled out Pakistan for 171 runs on a drama-packed fourth day at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium. This is the fifth smallest win in terms of runs in Test cricket's history, and it gives New Zealand a 1-0 lead in the 3-match series. Azhar Ali, with 65 runs, fought a lone battle for Pakistan and was the last man out when he was trapped leg before wicket by Patel. He reviewed Bruce Oxenford's decision, but the television replays upheld the decision. Pakistan began the day as favourites, resuming on 37 for no loss to chase down the 176 runs they needed for victory, although New Zealand had taken some hope from Pakistan's failure at the same ground last year to chase down 136 runs against Sri Lanka. The Kiwi spinners Patel and Ish Sodhi opened the bowling and immediately caused problems as Pakistan lost 3 wickets in the first 6 overs. Imam ul Haq was trapped leg before for 27 to a full length ball by left arm spinner Patel in the 5th over. In the very next over, Sodhi had Mohammad Hafiz caught in the covers and then 3 balls later held on to a return catch low to his left as Haris Sohail drove a full toss back at him. The Pakistani nerves were eased by the sight of Azhar and Asad Shafiq carefully building the innings with a 4th wicket partnership of 82 runs. Shafiq made a cultured 45, becoming the 11th Pakistani to reach 4,000 runs in Test cricket, but his dismissal in the last over before lunch, edging Neil Wagner to wicketkeeper BJ Watling, changed the game as Pakistan lost their final 7 wickets for just 41 runs. Post-lunch, Babar Azam ran himself out for 13 runs. The guilty party in a mix-up with Azhar and skipper Sarfraz Ahmed fell for a second time, sweeping Patel, this time gloving the ball to Watling. Bilal Asif tried to slog a straight ball from Patel and was bowled, leaving Pakistan 154 for 7, still 22 runs short of victory. The earlier measure at the crease had been replaced by chaos. In the next over, Wagner had Yasir Shah caught in the slips and then Hasan Ali attempted a slog sweep off Patel, picking out substitute fielder Tim Saudi on the mid-wicket boundary. Azhar then tried to inch Pakistan across the line, farming the strike from Mohammad Abbas. But with just 5 runs still needed to win, Patel found the delivery to win the match for New Zealand. The second test starts in Dubai from Saturday, while the third and final again in Abu Dhabi from 3rd December. In more cricket news, Indian batsman Rohit Sharma said yesterday, "India have the quality and confidence in their batting ranks to master the extra pace and bounce on Australian wickets and excel across formats. India have never won a test series down under, but fancy their chances against an Australian team yet to recover from a ball tampering scandal that led to bans for former captain Steve Smith, opener David Warner and batsman Cameron Bancroft." Rohit told reporters in Brisbane, and I quote, "This is one place we want to leave our mark on and do well as a unit. The last time we came here, there were a few close games. We want to make it count this time around. There is a good feeling in the group across all three formats. The motive of the team is to try and seize all the moments and try and win. When you do well in places like Australia, you feel good as a team. Thinking about the World Cup ahead, it can only give you confidence winning in places like Australia," end quote. The 2020 internationals will be followed by a four-test series beginning in Adelaide on 6th of December. Gabba, which Rohit considers to be Australia's fastest surface, does not host any test, but Perth, known for assisting the quicks, is the venue for the second match, while Melbourne and Sydney host the last two tests. Rohit said, and I quote, "India have always played either at Perth or Brisbane. This time around, we are playing at Perth and not Brisbane. Last time we played at Brisbane but not Perth. Those two conditions are obviously very challenging, and Australia especially have tall bowlers who extract bounce and use it to their advantage. Indian batsmen generally are not that tall. It's not that easy for us. But the guys are determined to change things around this time. It'll be a challenge, but we are ready to accept the challenge." End quote. In limited overs matches in Australia, Rohit has scored heavily, and his strong back foot playing earned him a place in India's test squad after being dropped following modest runs in South Africa earlier this year. The elegant right-hander said extra bounce would suit his batting as he seeks to cement his place in the test squad. He said, and I quote, "The good bounce allows me to play my game because I have grown up playing on cement pitches back home. I have done well in limited overs, but the challenge is obviously red ball cricket, which right now I'm not thinking of. Just want to do well in the T20 format and take it from there." End quote. Some football news now. FC Goa yesterday announced that head coach Sergio Lobera has extended his stay at the Indian Super League club. The Spaniard extended his contract that will see him stay with the club till the end of the 2019-2020 season. FC Goa under Lobera reached the semi-finals in 2017-2018 and now in his second season find themselves at the top of the leaderboard heading into the second international break. Ever since the Spaniard took over reins last season, Goa has been able to carve out an identity for being the most entertaining side in the ISL. With the head coach preaching a philosophy of attack, FC Goa scored 43 goals last season, the highest any team has ever scored in a single season of the ISL. The Gors look set to challenge the mark in Lubera's second season in command, having already bagged 21 goals in their first 7 games. While speaking on the occasion, he said, and I quote, "Firstly, I would like to thank the president and the board of directors for having faith in me. I'm grateful to them, and they not only gave me the opportunity to lead such a fantastic side, but also to give me the freedom to build a team that I hope is worthy of representing the great footballing heritage of Goa. Also, I want to say thanks to our fans. They've been amazing. They've not only been the 12th man in the stands, but have also treated me, my family and our players with such respect and love that cannot be put into words. We have always been made to feel at home." End quote.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.